You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golza.
It is Monday.
Yes,
why,
it is.
Why are you laughing? Mondays are always funny.
Because technology is failing me this morning.
Because technology doesn't want to cooperate. Because every time you set up the camera, it needs a firmware update.
Every time.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, who do not fail us. Unlike software that needs a technology, it needs a firmware update every day. Try to go on Facebook Live. We'll get there eventually.
We'll find us eventually.
On Facebook.com/KFUO Radio. Thing's not working in the studio. Well, we're trying to go on Facebook Live because we have great guests in studio this morning. We have some fun guests. We have friends from Lutheran High School South in studio this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, they're awake, too. Third week of school for our friends at Lutheran High School South, and some of them missing out on class this morning because they are so gracious to come over and spend some time with us in studio because we're talking about breakfast. And, of course, if we're talking about breakfast, back-to-school breakfast, in studio with us this morning, Camille Smith. She's our nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council, registered dietitian, and maker of all things tasteful as well. Camille, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming over to studio this morning, bringing some back-to-school breakfast for us to try.
It is my pleasure.
You had a good summer?
It's been wonderful, yes. Thank you.
And things back in full swing at the Dairy Council. Lots of education going on for a lot of schools in the area. So we see you and your cohort out to visiting a lot of schools in the area. So thanks for stepping from the classroom and coming over to the studio with us this morning.
You're very welcome.
So back to school breakfast. Let's talk about breakfast. Okay, breakfast is one of my three or four favorite meals of the day. How about you guys?
Only four?
Four or five meals a day. How about you guys? Breakfast, where does that fit in? Is it one of your favorite meals? What do you do for breakfast? We'll start with, let's see, we have Nora in studio this morning. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning.
Nora, what year are you at Lutheran High School South?
I am a senior.
A senior, woo-hoo! So you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And missing a couple of classes this morning.
Yes.
Sorry, Pastor Cox, that we're missing apologetics this morning.
Yes.
But glad to have you in studio. What do you do for breakfast, Nora, typically?
Actually, I'm not a big fan of breakfast. I am known to have dinner leftovers for breakfast if I have time. Otherwise, I'll just grab a bagel to go.
Okay. It seems really fair, though. Like, who hasn't had pizza for breakfast? Let's be honest.
Many times.
Right?
Pizza for breakfast. It's legit, right?
I do it.
I'll put my credential behind that.
Right? See, there you go.
Also in studio this morning, Maddie. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
Maddie, what year are you?
I'm a senior as well.
Oh,
yes.
A senior, yes. And you're missing the same classes, it sounds like, this morning. How about you? What's your breakfast go-to?
Just like Nora, I don't really like breakfast either, but if I'm walking out the door, I'll grab like a granola bar. Sometimes I've eaten goldfish. It's just kind of just what's whatever in front of me.
Goldfish, the crackers, not like sushi, right?
No, yes, okay. Crackers.
I don't think that's a thing.
Not yet.
Carp for sushi, not a good thing.
No.
Jacob, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good this morning.
And what year are you with?
I am a junior.
Aha, the junior in the group this morning. And what classes are you missing this morning?
I am missing Wind Symphony and my English class.
Oh, Wind Symphony.
And English, yeah.
Wind Symphony.
Glad to have you. And Jacob, what's your breakfast go-to?
So my mom's a big planner, and so we usually make a bunch of scrambled eggs on Sunday. And then every morning will be leftover scrambled eggs. And once we get to Friday, it's kind of what's left in the refrigerator.
Do you put anything in scrambled eggs, or are they just plain?
We'll put sausage, we'll put peppers, maybe a little bit of cheese. So we try to spice them up a little bit.
Excellent.
That sounds delicious.
All right. So everybody has some form of breakfast for the most part, unless you're running out the door. I think Maddie said if she's walking out the door, but she didn't say what she does if she's running out the door, so, which was me this morning. But me I still too. had breakfast. What's your go-to breakfast?
Eggs. Lots of eggs and fruit, maybe some grapes and coffee, of course. Coffee's first.
Yes.
Down the pot and make another or something. I don't know.
So, Camille, breakfast, an important meal.
Very important, yes.
What are we aiming to do with breakfast?
Well, breakfast is your chance every morning to charge your body with something that's going to fuel it throughout the day. So especially for high school students, I'm really glad that you're here because your breakfast, even though you don't realize it yet, has the potential to really, really help you get better grades, focus throughout the day, and charge your body with awesome nutrients. So hopefully after today, your impression of the importance of breakfast has maybe changed a little bit.
Awesome nutrients in pizza. It depends on what kind of pizza you're eating.
I mean, it's got like the whole spectrum.
It could.
Really?
Yeah,
it could.
No, I don't know if I like hot, fresh pizza better than cold leftover pizza. I think I love them equally. So it's a frequent breakfast for me, too.
For me, it depends on the toppings, whether or not cold pizza. You guys, cold pizza? Is it cold pizza that you have, or do you heat it up?
Oh, it's definitely always cold. It's better the morning after than
It's true.
So you brought along some samples for us to try, some potential recommended breakfasts for back to school.
So three different options this morning. How about we start with one? There's a trend right now. A lot of people are really enjoying avocado toast. Are any of you eating avocado toast?
For all of our millennials out there and young people, yeah.
So for those of you who are unfamiliar, a nice piece of maybe multigrain toast, something really hearty, and slices or mashed up avocado on top of it, really, like, it gives you a lot of heart-healthy fats. Well, I thought instead of offering that, though I love avocados, maybe we would offer a dairy option and brought in some delicious cottage cheese. So those of you who already have a sample, maybe go ahead and try it. You can put that bit of cottage cheese onto your toast. It was toasted quite a few minutes ago, so sorry if it's mushy. But the thing that I like about cottage cheese, some people kind of forget that it's an option, but it's a really high protein option. And I should have brought some salt and pepper. I like to put a little bit of salt and pepper on top of mine. But eating protein in the morning helps keep you full. Right? It helps keep you satisfied and maybe helps keep you focused until that next meal or snack comes along. So if I was going to have this at home, I might still do my avocado toast, but maybe have one slice with avocado on it to make sure I'm getting those heart-healthy fats, but also make sure I'm getting enough protein by way of this cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is a very versatile thing.
It
really is.
That's a very technical term.
I know. Words are really hard for me this morning. It's real great.
Right, versatile because you can do it. You can go savory or sweet with cottage
exactly.
cheese, right?
Yeah,
you can mix it with a lot of stuff.
How do you usually eat your cottage cheese? Ooh. Any of you?
Me?
Just, or do you?
I just, frankly, I'll just eat it straight. Just plain, maybe a little salt on it. I don't know if I've ever, I have tried it with salsa before.
You can make it into like salad dressings too, if you mix it with things.
You're magical with those salad dressings.
I know. We like salad in my house.
What's the take here? Toast with a little cottage cheese. Do we have fans of cottage cheese in the house to begin with?
I would say, by way of probably unpopular opinion, I'm a fan of putting fruit in my cottage cheese.
Oh, so that's really delicious.
I'll mix some type of berry usually in the cottage cheese.
And what if you put it on toast? Have you tried it on toast before?
I can't say that I have before. So
it's a first.
It's pretty good, yeah.
You can mix a little preserves in your cottage cheese and put that on your toast.
Maddie, what was your take?
I don't usually love cottage cheese, but with the toast, it was really good. And yeah, like Jacob said, we can put like lots of fruits or stuff like that in them. Like
Nora? Spice.
I don't like cottage cheese, but this was actually really good. I'd eat that.
What if you put another slice of bread on top and made it a cottage cheese sandwich with some bacon?
Bacon makes everything better.
It's delicious. The thing about cottage cheese is it's a little bit different from other dairy products like milk and yogurt in that it doesn't have quite as much calcium, but it does pack a protein punch. So just a half cup of cottage cheese gives you 12 grams of protein. And so you're really choosing it mostly for the protein, maybe depend on the other dairy products for your calcium.
Do we have any student athletes in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So protein is important for athletes, right?
Certainly.
Yeah, so here's a good chance to get your protein in the morning. If you're not having pizza, you could have cottage cheese toast, maybe some avocado as well. All right, so we got a thumbs up, it looks like, across the board.
Okay.
That's a win.
And it doesn't tend to be as popular among high school students, so I was really excited to get to try it with you today. And it doesn't break my heart if it's not your all-time favorite. That's okay. But thank you for being willing to try it, being brave tasters.
Excellent. All right, so we're going to go to break in just a minute, but give us a preview of what we have coming up.
A little teaser, perhaps.
Yes.
Our next is going to be a peaches and cream smoothie. So peaches. You've already mentioned that sometimes you are people on the go, might not have a chance to make a big breakfast, but something that you can take with you could get you by.
Smoothies? Do you, anybody have smoothies on a regular basis?
I'm a huge fan of smoothies.
Oh, yes.
Me too. Me too. And my secret ingredient, well, we'll get to that when we come back. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
For the lonely and homebound, for the grieving and dying, and for all those who are afflicted in body, mind, and spirit, especially for me.
Join us for a live broadcast of Chapel at the LCMS International Center weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFUO.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson, host of Moments of Assurance, inviting you to join us for our fall KFUO bus tour. We're going to be traveling to the historic Missouri State Penitentiary, the oldest one west of the Mississippi. We'll have a guided tour through the hallways where famous prisoners once walked, like Pretty Boy Floyd, boxer Sonny Liston, and James Earl Ray. The penitentiary was built in the 1830s with beautiful stone masonry architecture to match. We'll also get a tour of the Missouri State Capitol, and we'll enjoy an all-you-can-eat brunch at the famous Eris Pizza Palace. The date, Saturday, September 29. Cost is just $65 per person and includes round-trip luxury motor coach transportation aboard Mid-American coaches. We'll leave out of St. Louis at 8:30 with another stop in Washington, Missouri at 9:45. To sign up, call me, 314-996-1520. 314-996-1520.
Hi, this is Bart Day, President and CEO of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. For the last 40 years, LCEF has had the humble privilege of supporting the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. As we celebrate this milestone in the life of our organization, I wanted to take a moment to recognize all the individuals, congregations, schools, and organizations who serve to fulfill the mission of making the love of Christ known to our communities and the world. We look forward to another 40 years of partnership. Visit us at lcef.org to learn more.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Fun group of students in studio this morning from Lutheran High School South, helping us sample healthy breakfast with our nutrition educator, Camille Smith. She's a registered dietitian and with the St. Louis District Dairy Council and a bringer of all things tasty to the studio.
That smell delicious.
I know.
Let
wish you could
say.
Smell it over
it
the air.
It smells so good in here right now.
Facebook Live. We're on facebook.com/KFUO radio.
Yeah, we got it to work friendly.
We're live. And
thanks, Ian.
Ian is a camera operator
for
this morning.
Telling me I had the iPad on there backwards so I couldn't see anything. It's like, there's no video. He's like, it's in backwards.
Things
happen.
Monday.
Yeah.
Ian's pretty sharp like that. In studio with Nora, Maddie, and Jacob from Lutheran High School South, sampling some great and healthy breakfasts with Camille Smith. So we had cottage cheese on toast. Very simple, easy thing to do. Make some toast, slap some cottage cheese on it, out the door. I suggest maybe two slices of bacon and another slice of bread as well, but hey.
I mean, to each his own.
There you go. So up next, we got a little hint, smoothie time.
Indeed, smoothies. So we are approaching fall, but it still feels like the middle of summer in St. Louis, Missouri.
Heat warning today.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe something cool and refreshing that you could grab and go sounded like a good idea. So I made today a peaches and cream smoothie. Super simple. So we started with the most simple and we'll kind of work our way up to still not very difficult. But this smoothie, you're welcome to go ahead and taste it. I used a fresh peach because they are still in season and still so delicious. So a fresh peach and about a medium peach, and then an equal part of vanilla yogurt and then an equal part of milk. So maybe maybe half cup of each.
Delicious.
And, but you can adjust things as you like. So I just blended those up. And then to make it a little bit more dessert-like, I did sprinkle on a little bit of graham cracker crumbs just so that it could taste like a peach pie.
Yeah. It was like, a little cobbler feel to it there. I'm sorry. I'm giving away all this. That's why we have the panel here. I was excited. All right.
What do you think?
What do you think, Jacob?
I am always a huge fruit fan, so to have a fresh peach as it's in season, I'm definitely a fan. It has a great taste to it.
All right. Maddie?
I don't love peaches either, but I thought this is really good, and I'd make it for my breakfast.
Nora, not a fan of peaches?
I love peaches. Oh. This was really good, and I did like the graham crackers. I'd never heard of that before, and that was really good.
Gives it a little texture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
It was a last-minute choice this morning. I'm glad that it came through.
Mm. I feel like, and if you don't like peaches, like strawberries, I feel like would be really good. Or blueberries. I'm a big fan of blueberries.
Of course. Yeah. And what I didn't do, since the peaches were fresh and in season and just right the way they were, I didn't freeze them or anything like that. But if you like your smoothie to be even colder or a little bit thicker, mm-hmm. then you could use frozen fruit, any that Sarah has mentioned, or pick your favorite fruit.
Now, earlier you mentioned my secret ingredient for smoothies. Avocado.
Avocado!
Because then it stays with you a little bit longer. Yeah.
It does. And it's so creamy, too.
Anybody added avocado to a smoothie before?
Yes. I love avocado.
Can't say that I have.
Really? And you put spinach in there and greens and then... Mm-hmm. Tastes real good.
You are my people.
A little yogurt, little avocado, and that'll stay with you for quite a while. The protein from the yogurt and the fat from the avocado, that'll stay with you for a while.
And Andy, you know that my favorite smoothie ingredient that I didn't bring today is beets.
I know,
beets.
It's not.
Beets.
Yes.
I did not bring you beets, but I'm thinking about them right now.
It makes it nice and pink.
It does.
It's a beautiful color.
It does. Yeah. So I'm sorry, or you're welcome. I'm speaking of beets today. But they do make things quite lovely.
No, I think you all mentioned that you do smoothies from time to time. What are your favorite smoothie ingredients?
I always do strawberry banana, just basic.
Mm-hmm. Nora?
Yeah, typically strawberry banana with some veggies in there.
I'm going to guess Jacob mixes it up because he likes fruit.
Yeah, I do. So it kind of depends. If I can find a good coconut, I am all for a coconut smoothie.
Like fresh coconut?
Yeah, fresh coconut.
Wow.
That's impressive. Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah. You take the shell off, right?
Yeah. Okay. You take the shell off.
And then, it's add fiber.
Yeah. You can even mix it with like some pineapple and you get like an island smoothie almost. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun.
What's that called?
Like a pina colada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I knew Jacob would be creative.
Yeah. Very creative. I can't say that I've ever done anything like that, and I probably should have at this point in my life to get some tips from you, sir.
I like to mix frozen coconut or coconut milk with frozen blueberries with a little bit of honey. That's really good. Yeah.
So we've tried smoothies, cream cheese on toast. What do we have up next?
Next, this is also an option for people who are on the go. And today we'll call this an egg in a mug. So sometimes people will just take their coffee mug or a large enough
mug. We're chuckling because we talked about disasters during the break.
We heard about somebody using too small a mug.
If you want to hear about all of our disaster stories with eggs in a mug, go to Facebook Live and watch the break. It's amusing.
Ensure that your mug or bowl is large enough to handle the load. But in here we've got one egg, we have a half cup of milk, and a third cup of quick oats. And I also, since I went the savory route, decided to put in a little bit of green pepper and some savory spices and some pepper, and just microwaved this guy. So it's going to incorporate four different food groups all in one on-the-go breakfast. And then after microwaving it, I did stop at the midpoint, mix it around, and then microwave it for another 2 minutes. But after that, I put on a little bit of sharp white cheddar cheese. Mm. So you're all welcome to sample it.
Cheese.
Cheese makes everything better.
It does. It does.
It's going to add even more calcium, again, more protein.
I never thought of putting oats in with the egg. That's interesting.
I'll be honest and say that one of my coworkers at St. Louis District Dairy Council, Erin, does this a lot of days of the week when she's kind of on the go, and it smells terrific, and it really is such a nutritionally complete breakfast and super easy.
Yeah.
So you're adding grains, some fiber, Yeah.
Yeah.
You could put in vegetables if you like. I did go with the green peppers, but mm-hmm. I thought mushrooms might be nice.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're getting dairy from the milk as well as the cheese if you choose to put that on top. And then protein, more protein from your egg.
And I see you were wise. You went for a larger bowl as opposed to a coffee cup.
I've maybe had an experience similar to the one you described, Sarah.
Maybe exploding a microwave eggs disaster. In the microwave.
Microwaving eggs can be a bit messy if you don't go with a large enough bowl. And then do you cover it with like a napkin or something? So, or
when I'm thinking when about it.
When you're in a hurry, maybe not. And then you regret it later. All right. What's the verdict? I haven't sampled them yet, but let's go to Maddie.
I thought it was really good, and it's such a good idea to be able to put it in something so simple and so fast, because you can mix it up a lot with, like, onions or meat or anything else in there.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Nora?
I was a big fan, and I do like peppers, so I thought that was a really great addition.
I thought it was really interesting with the oats. It certainly added a very different texture that I wasn't used to for, like, standard eggs in the morning, so I think it would be a great thing to mix it up in the morning.
So now when you're prepping your eggs for the week, you said you guys do that on the weekend prep them for the week, put some oats in them.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, Erin.
Yes. Thank you, Erin. Back to the Dairy Council. A lot of times I will make a simple egg and put it on toast with some cheese, and that makes me pretty happy. But I like this, that it's a different take on grains, and it's going to give me, you know, again, a good dose of fiber that's going to help keep me full throughout the day and plenty of protein.
Yeah. Well, and those meals that you can, like, throw together all in one bowl and just cook like that, that's so much easier. And I like those like one meal bowl, one
mealable,
one bowl meals.
Are you making up words?
My English is just keep talking.
Now, of the this is all that we have covered today. So let's take a look at go back over these and rate your favorite here. Choose your favorite. So we had the cottage cheese on toast. We had the peach smoothie.
Yes.
The peach, I call it a peach cobbler smoothie, but peach smoothie, and then the oatmeal and eggs. What do you think? What was your favorite this morning, Nora?
I'm going to go with the oatmeal and the eggs. I'm not a big fan of really sweet things in the morning, so that's why I was less a fan of the smoothie. It was very good, but I do think the eggs would be more realistic for me.
And Maddie?
For me, I loved the smoothie and the cottage cheese. The two things I thought I wouldn't like, I actually really enjoyed. So it was very good.
And Jacob?
I would have to go with the smoothie because the taste was wonderful. And then the practicality of it, of just making a smoothie in the morning and be able to throw that in some type of cup and carry that with me for the drive to school and then even probably through the first class is a great idea.
And it had fruit in it, too.
Yeah.
My apologies. I'm standing here eating on the microphone. Everybody can hear me eating. Had fruit in it, so it's a winner for Jacob as well. It's easy to take with you. All great ideas this morning. So who's going to go home and try something new this week?
I will.
I'm going to challenge you, too, to if you are adding in a breakfast that you don't usually eat, maybe take notice of how you typically felt throughout the morning before you were eating breakfast, and then maybe notice if you felt a difference after giving yourself a healthy breakfast in the morning. You don't have to report back to me. Just think about it. It's your homework.
What time do you typically eat breakfast?
Usually.
When you eat breakfast.
I usually eat for school like 7:20, so sometime in between like 7 in the morning usually, right after I get up.
Mine's usually about right when I get up, so I have time to get ready afterwards, brush my teeth after. So mine usually ends up being around 6:30, 6:20 in the morning.
So does your breakfast last until the next time you eat? Do you find yourself hungry?
It can sometimes be a struggle to make it all the way to lunch.
So certainly having something that's going to sustain you all the way through, give you the energy, and keep that tummy from rumbling while you're trying to stay focused at school. I think the eggs with the cheese, that would do that. That would keep me through that time. Well, these are all great ideas, Camille. What's going on at the Dairy Council? We've got just about a minute left. What's going on at the Dairy Council? What should we stay on top of?
Well, it is back to school time. Pardon me. So we do have a couple of new initiatives. The one that we're really excited about is called What is it called?
We go to the Dairy Council.
Adopt a cow.
Adopt a cow.
That's for our younger friends. They can follow the life of a dairy cow throughout the whole school year. And so visit our website to adopt your own cow for your classroom.
Very cool. The website?
It is stldairycouncil.org. Please visit us there.
stldairycouncil.org. Also on social media, follow the St. Louis District Dairy Council there as well. And maybe get some great ideas, recipes like the ones that we shared today. And to our students at Lutheran High School South, with just a few seconds left, any teachers you want to give a shout out today?
Hi, Dad.
Big shout out to Mr. Jansen, band teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Pastor Cox will be there soon.
Thank you all for being our guests. Thanks so much, Lutheran High School South, for being our guests on the Coffee Hour. Camille, thanks so much for being here from the Dairy Council today. It's been fun and tasty this morning. Does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.